The Peace Day ceremony took place under sunny skies in the Rose Garden at United Nations headquarters in New York. A moment of silence was observed in honor of the victims of conflict, whether as casualties or survivors. This is one of only two occasions in the year that the Japanese Peace Bell, a 1954 gift to the United Nations, is rung, the other being the spring equinox. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the peace bell must be rung with extra force and conviction.
On this day devoted to nonviolence, let us proclaim again that hatred only fuels hatred, that violence only breeds violence. The cycle of attack and revenge, of provocation and recrimination, gets us nowhere.
The International Day of Peace falls just ahead of the annual debate marking the start of the UN General Assembly. Vuk Jeremic of Serbia is this year's General Assembly president.
I come from a country that has had its share of war and horror and is now enjoying the blessings of peace. So it is for me very moving and very special to be with you on this occasion.
Scores of students also came to the United Nations to discuss the day's theme, Sustainable Peace for a Sustainable Future. Through a video link, they were connected to counterparts in Liberia and South Sudan. American actress Monique Coleman, star of the High School Musical films and a UN champion for youth, made a heartfelt appeal to the gathering.
We need your voices so much, and we need you inside of these places of conflict to be light and to be hope. We cannot fight for peace. It is a contradiction. You cannot fight for peace. You stand for peace. You stand for causes. You stand for these issues.
Other activities marking the International Day of Peace included a high-level debate on contemporary challenges and approaches to building a lasting culture of peace. Jerry Adams, United Nations.